I'd encourage you to open your Bibles this morning, if you will, to the book of 2 Timothy. We're reading from chapter 4, verses 9 through 18. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 through 18. The letter to Timothy, the second letter to Timothy by the Apostle Paul, was written from a Roman prison prior to his death. The Apostle Paul had served the Lord for many years. He had gone through all kind of difficulties. The Jews had tried to manipulate the courts, and they had accused him falsely, and they had tried to get him put out of the way because he preached Christ. He was stoned, he was beaten, he was robbed. Plus, the care of all the churches came upon him daily. If any man that ever lived had a reason to have bowed shoulders and a demeanor of, I've been whipped, I'm beat up, I'm tired, the Apostle Paul would have been one of those people. Yet when we read the words of the Apostle Paul to the epistles to Philippians and Galatians and Ephesians and to the church at Thessalonica, and we read his letter to the young preacher Timothy, encouraging Timothy to stand fast in the faith, to be one that would carry on the work of the gospel, because the gospel is so important. And a man who at that point in time could say, you know, I've fought a good fight, I've finished the course, I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not only for me, but for all those who love the appearing of the Lord. And so Paul is a man that is a good example of steadfastness, of being able to go through the bumps and the hits and the troubles and the trials and the disappointments and the workload, daily workload, of a man who had to deal with physical impairments as well as false teachers, the Jews going against him, being imprisoned, and then those in the church and those who came into the church that were false teachers that he had to go up against and dispute them with the gospel. Paul is a good example of a man who did not burn out. And this morning, that's what I want to talk about a little bit, is about the danger of burning out. Living the Christian life is important. When we're baptized into Christ, we know that we're to grow, we're to be steadfast. But along the way, as human beings, we are tempted on every hand, on every point, just like the people of the world are. And we have to learn to deal with those temptations. But not only are we tempted and tried, but there are burdens to bear. It may be sickness. It may be death of a loved one. It may be that you've been bad-mouthed by someone because of your faith. It may be that those at work have tried to intimidate you because you're a Christian and you stand for good morals and what's right, and they don't believe in that. It could be any number of things that could cause a Christian to say, you know what, I'm going to throw my hands up. I've had all I can take of this. It'd be the easy way out just to walk away and say, I'm not going to quote any more verses or try to obey what the Bible says, because then maybe these people will leave me alone at work. Or maybe my family members that are unbelievers, maybe now they'll leave me alone if I just give in, because I'm burnt out, I'm tired. And you know, some of you may have known someone over the years that got to that point that they felt like they were burnt out. And really, the phrase burnout is nothing new. That happens in the workplace. People say, I'm burnt out at my job. I'm burnt out at this. Even golfers, as much as I would love to play golf if my back would let me and enjoy that, there's professional golfers who do what? They burn out. Over time, repetition and the aches and the pains, and they're trying to work through it, and you think, that's just a game. Well, some people burn out. So this morning, let's look and read these few verses from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 through 18, and listen to the Apostle Paul as he talks to Timothy, the young preacher. Make every effort to come to me soon, for Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Cretans has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful for me for service. But Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak which I left at Troas with Carpus, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Be on guard against him yourself, for he vigorously opposed our teaching. At my first defense, no one supported me, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me in order that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the lion's mouth. The Lord will deliver me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. You see, Paul talks about the fact that here I am, I've been preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel. Paul, I want you to do that too, but look at all these people that oppose us. Look at all these things that are happening. Paul, if anyone ever had a reason to burn out, it was him. And I don't know if there's ever a reason to burn out, but some people do. So we've got to keep reminding ourselves we can't give up, because heaven's our goal. Getting to heaven's our goal. And teaching others that they may go to heaven is our goal. Doing right toward God and their fellow man is our goal, so that we can be a good example to others. That's our goal. But this morning, let's take a little bit of look at about burnout. Let's talk about Demas for just a minute. Verse 10 of 2 Timothy chapter 4. For Demas had loved this present world, who has loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Some versions say, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. So Demas is one who burned out. He burned out in supporting Paul and helping Paul in the work. He went back to the world. We don't know what the consequences were or anything else. We just know that Paul says that Demas has forsaken me. He's departed from me, having loved this present world. And that's a temptation that you have, I have, everyone has every day, to just burn out and say, well, I'm going the ways of the world. Because you know why? The ways of the world is broad and it's wide and everybody wants to do it. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. You know, the wide gate, the broad way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat, and the narrow way, the straight way that leads to life, there few there be that find it. Paul was one of those few who did not burn out when the fire got hot. And so, I needed to study this lesson this week, because I don't want to burn out here at the end of my life. And you don't need to burn out if you're 19 years old or 15 years old or 25 years old or 50 years old. We don't need to burn out. So we read about Demas having loved this present world. No other reason is given for his departure than that he what? Loved this present world. And numerous times in the New Testament, we're warned about not being of the world, not to be conformed to the world. So there's the danger of burnout in your life, in my life. Doesn't matter if it's an elder, a deacon, a husband, a wife, a father, a mother. Someone's been baptized 40 years ago or 4 months ago. There's the danger of burnout. The Bible warns that there's that danger every day. And we need to be on guard for that danger. Hebrews 3, 12 and 13. Look over there and let's see what the Hebrew writer says when he talks about the fact that we need to be careful, or we might be losing our ability to hold up and do what God wants us to do. The fact is that those who burn out find out that certainly it's a worse situation than before when we're serving God. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, the writer says, take care, brethren, lest there should be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart in falling away from the living God. So the danger is there for you, the danger is there for me, and we need to study lessons about this, that the danger is there, it is real. And it happens to people, and it can happen to me. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. There you go. Over time, we're bombarded with temptations. We're bombarded with things that's going on around us. And over time, someone says, I can't take this anymore. I'm just going to give up. And there are those who do. We don't need to give up. We certainly don't need to give up. Let's go back to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 through 22. I'm not going to read all these verses this morning because of a time factor to be able to cover the things that we'd like to cover in this lesson. But in 2 Peter chapter 2, you would need to read verses 15 through 22 to get the gist of the entire thought. But think about the things that's being said here about the danger of falling away. The danger of going away from God. The danger of having known the truth to turn away from it. Look at verse 15. He starts out there by saying, forsaken the right way, they have gone astray. He's talking about false teachers, those who wouldn't serve God, and they've turned the wrong way. Those who have been enticed to go away from God. So they've gone the away from the right way. They're no longer following what's right. But what happens to those who no longer follow what's right? What happens to those who were on the right path and burn out? Well, let's look down to chapter 2, verses 21, verse 20 through 22 of 2 Peter chapter 2. For if they have escaped the defilements of the world by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and are overcome. The last state has become worse for them than the first. So it's worse for someone. They're in real danger. If they've known the truth and started in it and go back and just go completely away, they're in danger. Verse 21, for it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn away from the holy commandment delivered to them. It has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow after washing returns to the wallowing in the mire. So the danger is real for burnout. The danger is there for Christians. We need to be careful. It's there. It's possible to fall away. We need to keep that in the back of our mind all the time. And in the front of our mind, I want to go to heaven. I'm going to stay steadfast. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to do God's will. In the front of the mind, we're going to heaven. We're going to go there. In the back of our mind, we got to put this away. We can't fall away. Can't fall away. Can't fall away. There's a recent article that I read just this past week about the impact of COVID and what COVID from 2021 and 22 has done to the religion. To people who are classified as believers, people that believe in God. COVID had a great impact on religious bodies, denominationalism, and it has had some impact on the Lord's church too. A lot of people burned out. A lot of people burned out. Because maybe our faith wasn't strong enough not to burn out. Some people burned out and gave up. There are people who say that some congregations are down 10, 15, 20, 25% in attendance since 2020 because some left and never came back. Some begin listening to the services at home and they no longer feel it necessary to go back to the assembling anymore. Although the Bible says that we're to assemble ourselves together on the first day of the week, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. There's a difference in being contained and unable to go and staying at home than just staying at home and say, I'll just listen to the services on Facebook and not go. There's a difference. The danger of burnout is there. Here's part of what that article said about burnout. Bitter divisions over politics and the handling of the pandemic, questions of uncertainty brought on by the stress of dealing with COVID and its impact has caused increasing rates of burnout among ministers and members. Actually, the whole article basically was about ministers. Preachers who burned out. They're trying to stay faithful to God. They're trying to serve God. They're trying to take care of their family. But the weight load on their shoulders was so great. Trying to check on and answer questions for and counsel those of their number that were going through the same thing they were going through, and it overwhelmed them. Paul said, on me daily come to bear the burden of the churches. What about Paul? Everything he went through and the burden of that, and he made it. Well, surely if he made it, I can make it. Surely if he made it, you can make it. So there are different things other than COVID that has impacted the church and membership and faithfulness over the years. It may be an experience we go through. It may be an event in our life or numerous events in our life that we went through. I don't know what you've gone through. And I can't imagine what you may have gone through. But please remember this. Whatever it is you've gone through or whatever it is you're going through, I may not ever be able to understand it or even in any way comprehend it. But you need to not burn out. Because to burn out is to give up your soul. To burn out and quit attending and quit studying and not serve God faithfully is to lose your soul. It's a worse situation than you can ever be in, Peter says. Think about that. Well, the danger of burnout is there. Spiritual burnout. People burn out on the workplace. They burn out in different things. Spiritual burnout is a danger, and it was increased considerably during the pandemic, as you well know. And a lot of that we brought on ourselves, didn't we? A lot of that people brought on themselves. I talked to people who called me that didn't attend here, call me in and say, well, you know what? I'm not going back over there because they want us all to mask up. And I said, well, are you healthy enough to attend the services? Oh, yeah. Are they healthy enough to attend the services? Yeah. But I'm not going with someone masking up. And I said, well, they're your brothers and sisters in Christ. You need to have a little patience. This is a different situation you've ever faced in life. And then there were those who said, you know, I'm not going to wear a mask. But if we're not going to wear a mask, or if we do wear a mask, what difference does it make? If we're not sick, let's worship God in spirit and truth. But things like that broke congregations up. What do you call it? You call it burnout. Because I'm not tolerant toward my brother or sister. I burn out because I don't like something that's happening in the immediate time. If I can get through it, maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Let's get through this together and keep serving God. Don't give up. But that happened to a lot of people. Numerous people. And I've talked to people in denominations that have said the same thing. And so, Christians of every age, I need to be aware that there's temptations, there's trials, there's troubles, there's things that come up. And it's not just a mask or not to mask. Think about the things that have split brethren up over the years. Think about the things and the reason that people have burned out sometimes over the years that you would never have thought that would have burned out. Brethren have a business meeting, the elders say, you know what, we're going to start the services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings now instead of 9:30 because, you know, we need a little more time between classes. We've grown. We've got more people. We've got more people coming. We've got children. So we need a little more time between classes for a break. So we're going to start 30 minutes early. So we can still worship God and do it decently in order. And no, not many people has to miss part of the worship service or part of the classes because they're in the restroom. We'll give a little more time for a break. So we're going to start 30 minutes early. A brother speaks up and says, we're not going to do it. We've been worshiping here at 9:30 for the last 40 years, and I'm not going to have it. And then next thing you know, he's red-faced. And the first Sunday that starts, he don't show up. He burned out. Why? Because he's set in his own ways. Nothing was wrong with making the change. It was the change for the good. It was a change for the better. So, it had more time to get the children between classes and to the classes, the multiple classes, and back and forth to get prepared for worship. More time to use the restroom. But he burned out. Just burned out. Burnout's dangerous, folks. On the job, in the family, in a marriage. But the Bible exhorts us and commands us to be faithful to God, to diligently work to overcome our trials, our temptations, and adversity. And the Bible gives a lot of examples of people who faced issues that I can't imagine what they were going through, but you know what? They didn't burn out. Let's look at a couple of them this morning while we got time. The Apostle Peter and John. Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. These men were bold. They were preaching the gospel. They were teaching the gospel. And they were brought before the people, and they were told, you know, that, you know, you can't preach in the name of Jesus. And they were told there in Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 20, if you read that whole excerpt there about what happened, beginning in verse 1, they were speaking to the people. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came upon them. Verse 2, being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. So these priests and captain of the temple were upset because these men were preaching the gospel. Well, Verse 16 is saying, they were saying after they had done all these things and talked to them. In verse 16, they said, what should we do with these men? For the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But in order that it may not spread any further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to any man in this name. Well, Peter and John was warned. And when they had summoned them in verse 18, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But look at verse 10. Peter and John didn't fold. They didn't cow down. And they didn't burn out. Look at verse 10. Or verse 19. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God or to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge. For we cannot stop speaking what we have seen and heard. Verse 21, they had further threatened them. They let them go, finding no basis on which they might punish them on account of the people, because they were all glorifying God and what had happened. And these men continued to preach. Look over in Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5 again, verses 17 through 32. We see that they were threatened again. They could have burned out at this point. But the high priest rose up along with all his associates, that is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with jealousy. And they laid hands on the apostles and put them in a public jail. Put them in a public jail. Let's go down a little bit further in that scripture and look and see some of the things that was said. Verse 29, Peter and the apostles answered and said, we must obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you had put to death by hanging him on the cross. He is the one whom God exalted to the right hand as a prince and a savior to grant repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Peter and John, folks, did not burn out. And I need to remember that. And you need to remember it. One other example, this morning, the first century Christians, Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. I can't imagine someone coming to our house and breathing threatenings and dragging me and my wife and Jason and coming to your house and dragging us from here to Nashville, Tennessee to be punished and tried to be put to death because we're Christians. Can you imagine that? Make you want to burn out, wouldn't it? Make you want to give up. But it seemed like it just made them stronger. And if they didn't burn out over that, am I going to burn out over a mask or no mask? Or a time of an assembly? Am I going to burn out over that? Am I going to burn out because I've got a lot of problems and issues or in pain? Are you? These folks didn't burn out when it was really... Things were stacked against them. Christians were being persecuted. Verse 1 of Acts chapter 8, and Saul was in hearty agreement with putting him to death. And on that was Stephen that was put to death, stoned in the prior chapter. And on that day, a great persecution arose against the church in Jerusalem. They were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria except the apostles. And some devout men buried Stephen and made loud lamentation over him. But Saul began ravaging the church, entering house after house and dragging off men and women. He put them in prison. Why? Because they were following Christ. Therefore, those who had been scattered went about everywhere preaching the word. And Philip went down to Samaria. And we know from there what happened. People were baptized, they were taught, they believed right and left. As those Christians scattered and went back to their home places from Jerusalem, where they come from, they taught the word of God, congregations were established, ministers went forth. Persecution made them stronger. They didn't burn out. What is persecution, or a pandemic, or an accident, or something we're facing? What does it do to us? Does it make us want to do better and not burn out? I hope it does. Very quickly, I got several verses here to note about being encouraged to faithfulness, but You know where these verses are, and we don't have time to read them, but Matthew 7, 21 through 27, obey God. It's important to get to heaven to do that. Be steadfast, serve Him faithfully. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8 and 16 through 18, Paul told Timothy, you know, be faithful. There's going to be a crown of life laid up for you. Don't give up. Don't give up serving God. Revelation 2:10, be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. So burnout does happen, doesn't it? In various areas. But we can avoid it as Christians. We don't have to burn out spiritually. We need to take heed. We need to study. We need to grow. We need to learn. We need to pray. We need to lean on one another. And we need to forgive and forget and go forward loving one another as we ought to, and not hold any animosity toward each other. And we need to bear up and stand up and be strong against things that happen to us in life. Don't burn out. May we never give up or give over or give in or give out in our life of serving God. Because if we do, it's going to really burn. The fires of hell are going to be hot. Well, I don't know about you. And you may say, Charles, I've never had a problem with that. I've never once had an issue. Well, good for you. I'm glad you have that faith and that strength. But I want to encourage you, as God encourages me and you and all of us, not to burn out, but serve God faithfully. If you're here this morning, we can help you in any way. Prayers, if you need to be baptized, please come while we're standing, while we're singing.